Okay, and my interests are hiking, motorcycles, and weekends along the lake. All right, profile picture. Is that blurry? Let me try that again. That's a weird background. Let me just turn this way. Okay, Mrs. Mandelbaum's in the background.
Hi, Mrs. Mandelbaum.
Yeah, the selfie. One more reason to skip the online dating world and just get out there already and meet people without the stress. Events and Adventures is doing an event in Chicago today where you can comfortably just hang out with single women and skip all the online meat market stuff. Every day of the week, Events and Adventures sets up great events that will help you get to know single women at restaurants, concerts, while playing volleyball, even jumping out of a plane. Skip the selfie and just be yourself. Events and Adventures, the best thing to happen to single men in Chicago since single women. Get started now and be at an event or have an adventure this weekend. 800-386-0866. Start anytime at eventsandadventures.com.
I've been very happy with the fish oil that I've received. I trust that it's PCB, mercury-free, it's clean, it's wild caught, and it's the best stuff that I found.
Chris is just one of thousands of satisfied Pacific Rim customers around the world and here in Chicago. You need omega-3s daily, but most of us here in Chicago do not get nearly enough of them from our diet. Even worse, if you're like me, you eat too much beef, and that drives up your omega-6s. Those are the omegas that lead to inflammation in your joints and in your arteries. As I like to say, omega-3s counteract the beef sandwiches. They lower cholesterol, reduce inflammation, joint and back pain, boost brain function and eyesight, improve circulation and performance, open your lungs, and give you a healthier heart. Why are you not getting all of these benefits from Pacific Rim Omegas? Try Pacific Rim for free. Just pay the shipping. This is an exclusive offer just for listeners of this radio station. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com and get your free trial of Pacific Rim. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com.
In 2013, a team of media professionals and strategists was assembled that has become the de facto marketing department for companies throughout Chicagoland, across America, even around the world. It helps businesses with almost every manner of marketing and media, from managing multi-million dollar media budgets that have made its clients many millions more, to producing best-in-class websites, eye-popping image and sales video content, and audio and publishing content that paints pictures, touches hearts, and activates minds. It has brought the most elusive of letters within the grasp of most any business. ROI. If your company or product needs to be seen, heard about, and experienced by the right people more often, you need ChicagolandMultimedia.com. 877-324-4227. Or grab your cell phone right now and text CONTENT to 75309 for your free consultation from ChicagolandMultimedia.com.
Jones
and Mike. Real radio for real people who are real enough to realize they really still have a few things to figure out. Jones is a hockey-playing, city-living, vegan bachelor who practices transcendental meditation when he's not biking to shows and Cub games. Mike's a beer-swilling married father of four from suburbia. His motorcycling, marathoning, and martial arts are pretty much on the shelf while he limos children all over town to their activities for the next decade.
Sound familiar?
It's, you know, shit dudes say.
About family,
women,
philosophy,
politics,
history,
people,
money,
pop culture,
kids,
fighting,
business,
life. Join the conversation.
312-957-7210.
Hashtag Jones and Mike 24/7 worldwide at jonesandmike.com.
This hour, Jones and Mike get their fannies whacked by restaurant wait staff and say, "Thank you, sir. May I have another?"
This is Jones and Mike.
Jones and Mike.
It's Jones and Mike coming to you from Chicagoland Multimedia Studios, the leaders in audio, video, web, email, and mobile marketing. If you need anything produced for your business, for your organization, for you, for your wedding, for a funeral, whatever the case may be, text CONTENT to 75309 right now for your free consultation from ChicagolandMultimedia.com. The intro says I'm a beer swiller, Jones, and I do not run away from that because it's undeniable. Anyone who knows me knows that I do like to swill beer. In fact, I just had a giant Kingfisher beer.
Yes, I was with you while you had it.
And it was delicious. I never had heard of it. I gather that maybe it's the preferred lager of Mumbai, India.
And why is that? Just because you got it at an Indian restaurant?
Yeah. The last time I'll ever go to that Indian restaurant, it's called Cuisine of India in Naperville. I love Indian food.
Yes, you do. But why is it the last time?
Because, so, I don't know if this is an Indian thing or whatever, but at this place, they, I think it's an Indian thing. When you sit down, even if you're there for the buffet, they bring out a steaming, sizzling, like, fajita plate. One of those metal fajita plates with, like, tandoori chicken, like, two things of tandoori chicken on it, and then, like, a giant bed of, like, sizzling onions. And it'll burn, right? So you got to start, like, kind of cooking it, right, when you sit down, right? It's kind of weird. Like, other places will bring you water. This joint brings you tandoori chicken on a bed of onion. And then they have this homemade, like, tortilla that's kind of burny. I like it when it's kind of burned on the edges.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of buttery. And you kind of, you make, like, a little tandoori chicken kind of, you know, quesadilla, Indian quesadilla. Right there. And so this joint does that the minute you walk in. And so I got there before you. I ate mine. And then you come in and they right away deliver it. And I'm like, the vegan's not going to be able to eat that.
Doesn't do me any good.
So, so you know, I understand when we're leaving, I ask, hey, can I get a box, man? I want to take this tandoori chicken with. Oh, no, I'm sorry. My kids do great Indian impersonations. Grace is the Indian whisperer, tons of Indian friends, so she does a fabulous Indian impersonation. I don't do one, so I shouldn't even try. He says, no, you can't take any food during buffet hours. And I dig that. I can only imagine if they allowed that, the abuse, the literal abuse that would happen. Just everybody and their brother would come in. They'd pay the $6.95 for the buffet, the buffet. And then get a to-go box with 16 pounds of food in it.
Right.
So I get the policy.
And I get the policy as well. However,
yeah, when a vegan comes in and the only reason why I brought you there is because you're a vegan. And I'm like, oh, and maybe the Indian food will work with this character. And then right away they're shoving chicken in front of you. Even I'm like, ah, no, he can't eat this. And the guy's still like, eh, and he walks away. And then I want to take it so it doesn't go to waste. And and he goes, we give it to the homeless.
That's the thing. Like, I get why they wouldn't want people to walk out with to-go containers. But also, here's the other thing, too. At the time we were leaving and you asked for the to-go box, for the food that they brought us, we did not go out there and get it and treat it like, oh, hey, here's a dinner, you know, that we're going to take home.
Yeah.
They brought it unsolicited. We did not ask for it. They brought it to us. Then you just naturally...
And well, I even said, no, don't.
Right. Yes, exactly. That's right. You said, no, he's a vegetarian. Because I was up by the buffet walking around to see what I could eat, and I heard you say it. But at the time that you asked for the to-go box, we're the only people in the room. So why not just say, normally we... Yes, I'll bring you a box. Normally we don't offer to-go boxes on the buffet, but we did bring it to you, and, you know...
Don't make a habit out of this. Don't put it on Yelp.
Right. But just to say, it was just like he slapped you on your little butt cheeks. Like, no.
You
were trying to get away with something.
Yeah, right. And I even was like, well, maybe maybe there's a cultural language divide. I don't know. Like as if they don't speak English in India, especially Naperville Indians. Like, they don't speak English. But I thought, well, maybe I'll rephrase it. And I said, you know, this isn't buffet food. This is that chicken stuff that you bring out that we didn't want. But but then he knew as soon as he said it goes to the homeless.
Yeah.
He knew that was a conversation ender. How could you, what kind of a mongrel could possibly argue with that?
Looking back, though, you should have downed it.
I should have. I couldn't have another bite, but I should have. I should have just been like, oh, really? Oh, okay. Goes to the homeless, huh? And then have it like all over my face. Tandoori chicken all over my face. But what if it does go to the homeless? I don't want to be that guy. So I almost stiffed him on the tip over it.
The waiter did, was he was really uncool about it.
He was. But, there's a great Indian joint up on, I'm not really familiar with the streets around there. So it's south of Woodfield Mall. And so let's just call it Gulf Road. I don't even know. But it's up around that area. So if you're into Indian food, go up around Woodfield Mall and skip Cuisine of India.
Wow, this is very...
Well, I mean, come on, man. Don't be playing these games here. And the food is great. I had a little goat curry, which I wish that you could imbibe in some goat with me.
Right. Well, between my detox diet and my vegetarian diet, yeah, I would not have been able to participate on any level.
Yeah, and that's the frustrating thing, because I thought, okay, Jones and I are finally going to have a little common ground. I love Indian food. Nobody will go. And meanwhile, I should take my buddy Cam Lesh. He probably doesn't even like Indian food. Like, oh, I moved here from India to get away from that stuff. Why do I want to go to that place? So, but none of my family, my wife, she adamantly, and I think it's kind of a small-minded thing, honestly. She won't even walk into a joint. So I've got no one to eat this food with. And meanwhile, I don't know what it is. I don't know what the titles are, like they write underneath it, and I don't understand what it is. It could be some venomous snake for all I know. I don't care. It's good, man. It's good. So I thought this would be the one time I could take the vegan somewhere and we'd have some sort of common ground.
I know.
And nothing.
And ordinarily it would work, but I am 3 days away from completing my 10-day detox diet.
So
I can't throw it away now.
Yeah. And so I want to know about this. Usually when people are on a diet of any type, They're bitching and they're moaning and they're like, oh, it's so hard. But you're steady, not only steady, but you walk into a restaurant during a buffet hour and you're cool about it. You didn't complain at all.
Yeah, no. I mean, I had in the back of my head like, okay, well, what's it going to be? You know, it is frustrating that you just can't sit down and just kind of pick up different dishes since I already eat a fairly restrictive diet anyway. But like, I can't quit on this diet because my sister set it up for me and made all the pre-made and froze all the shakes I would need and the nuts I would need and the veggie. Like, she did so much of it where there was hardly anything for me to do. So I can't get weak and throw it away. But
all right, so reset this whole thing. This was a Christmas gift? Is that right?
This was a Christmas gift, yes.
What a family. You guys give each other detoxes.
Well, I was interested because another cousin of mine did it and swore that by doing the diet, it cleared his brain fog. He was losing weight. It cleared his brain fog. He was sleeping better. He couldn't talk highly enough about this diet. And I was like, oh, I'm always curious about that kind of stuff. So I wanted to try it. So my sister, it was my birthday.
Okay.
She put together for my birthday this diet. And then I was going to wait until after my hockey trip and all that stuff because there's all this junk food that goes on there and whatever.
I'm assuming you can't booze on this.
Yeah, so I just decided I was going to, because yeah, there's no alcohol or anything. So I had to wait till I came home to do this thing. And it is just, I mean, it's just so bland. It is just like, I didn't go into the restaurant complaining about it because I know that will only create weakness and help me quit. But like, this diet is just the vegan aspect of it and the detox. It's draining me, man.
Does it give you any ability to shrug off lies from Indian waiters? Because that's the kind of detox I'm looking for. It's Jones and Mike.
I've been very happy with the fish oil that I've received. I trust that it's PCB, mercury-free, it's clean, it's wild-caught, and it's the best stuff that I found.
Chris is just one of thousands of satisfied Pacific Rim customers around the world and here in Chicago. You need omega-3s daily, but most of us here in Chicago do not get nearly enough of them from our diet. Even worse, if you're like me, you eat too much beef, and that drives up your omega-6s. Those are the omegas that lead to inflammation in your joints and in your arteries. As I like to say, omega-3s counteract the beef sandwiches. They lower cholesterol, reduce inflammation, joint and back pain, boost brain function and eyesight, improve circulation and performance, open your lungs, and give you a healthier heart. Why are you not getting all of these benefits from Pacific Rim Omegas? Try Pacific Rim for free. Just pay the shipping. This is an exclusive offer just for listeners of this radio station. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com and get your free trial of Pacific Rim. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com.
Extreme endurance athlete Annabelle Bond holds the record for being the first woman to climb the so-called seven summits within one calendar year, an achievement that boggles the mind. For the first time ever, Annabelle's personal choice for peak performance, transcendent health, and even age-defying appearance is available to people in the United States. Whether you're seeking the ultimate edge in the gym or in the boardroom, now you can access the very same resource Annabelle and countless others across the globe have in their corner. Founder of the Swiss Nutrition Research Institute, German-trained naturopath, the man who's even the personal nutritionist to a Saudi royal prince, Kareem Chubin, is now consulting patients in Chicago. Go to KareemChubin.com now to learn more about how Kareem's methods can help you feel invincible, unbreakable, unstoppable. The key to health and happiness is already inside of you. Let Kareem Chubin show you how to find it, use it, and keep it forever. Get your consultation on nutrition, health, and happiness at KareemChubin.com. KareemChubin.com.
Have you ever listened to a radio show and thought, I could do better than that? Who hasn't? But have you ever thought about actually doing your own show? Now that seems a little more daunting for most people. Hosting your own show helps spread the word about you and your expertise, your business, product or service, charity, or any organization at all. When you have your own show, people listen to you, get the credibility, authority, and visibility you deserve. Chicago Pod Show has the studios, equipment, people, and experience to help you launch your own show almost instantly. Host a show that's heard 24/7 on iTunes, YouTube, mobile apps, websites, or even on the radio. Chicago Pod Show does it all for you. All you have to do is be the star or the expert you already are. Find out how easy getting your own soapbox can be. Visit ChicagoPodShow.com or call 312-725-8017. ChicagoPodShow.com.
Okay, and my interests are hiking, motorcycles, and weekends along the lake. All right, profile picture. Is that blurry? Let me try that again. That's a weird background. Let me just turn this way. Okay, Mrs. Mandelbaum's in the background.
Hi, Mrs. Mandelbaum.
Yeah, the selfie. One more reason to skip the online dating world and just get out there already and meet people without the stress. Events and Adventures is doing an event in Chicago today where you can comfortably just hang out with single women and skip all the online meat market stuff. Every day of the week, Events and Adventures sets up great events that will help you get to know single women at restaurants, concerts, while playing volleyball, even jumping out of a plane. Skip the selfie and just be yourself. Events and Adventures, the best thing to happen to single men in Chicago since single women. Get started now and be at an event or have an adventure this weekend. 800-386-0866. Start anytime at eventsandadventures.com.
In 2013, a team of media professionals and strategists was assembled that has become the de facto marketing department for companies throughout Chicagoland, across America, even around the world. It helps businesses with almost every manner of marketing and media, from managing multi-million dollar media budgets that have made its clients many millions more, to producing best-in-class websites, eye-popping image and sales video content, and audio and publishing content that paints pictures, touches hearts, and activates minds. It has brought the most elusive of letters within the grasp of most any business. ROI. If your company or product needs to be seen, heard about, and experienced by the right people more often, you need ChicagolandMultimedia.com. 877-324-4227. Or grab your cell phone right now and text CONTENT to 75309 for your free consultation from ChicagolandMultimedia.com.
Jones and Mike Worldwide at jonesandmike.com.
For a man on a detox, you are in great spirits. You're not gaunt, you're not weakened, you're not sweating. I think that being a vegan made you prepared for this moment in time.
It makes it easier. It definitely makes it easier because I don't have that. I'm not in that pattern or that habit of, you know, eating McDonald's every day or fast food every day for lunch. I never was one of these guys that did 6 cups of coffee or any of that stuff. So I don't really have any big ticket items that I have to cut out. So on that end, the diet isn't so bad. There's a flip side to that, though, because the people who I think have gone through this diet, this detox diet, they at least have, like, a big reward to notice after a couple of days. Like, whoa, I'm at day 5, day 6, day 7. I don't need a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I don't get headaches anymore. I'm on the other side of the caffeine part of it, and they start to see results in their body.
Right.
You're not seeing those. That stinks.
No, and I'm kind of wondering, like, why am I doing this now? Like, there's no huge reward. I haven't noticed this big lift of a brain fog. I slept pretty well last night. But my energy, I don't know, is it better? Is it through the, it's not through the roof. I don't know. There's nothing that I can really attach to it. The main reason, though, that I did it was the idea behind this diet. And it's the 10-day detox diet by Dr. Mark Hyman.
Whoa.
It's like this big, I know every time I say that name, you like, it's unbelievable. It's like I'm a teacher in front of
I
like.
I hate the name Mark. It's just, the craziest, I think you got to go Marcus. If you're a doctor, you got to go Dr. Marcus
Hyman.
Whatever.
Marcus Hyman.
Well, whatever.
Okay.
Who cares what your last name is? I just don't go Mark. If you're
okay, well then I'll go with, okay, Dr.
Fine.
Marcus Hyman.
Thank you.
So, the 10-day detox diet, the idea is, you know, we eat so much processed food. So, and it's also a sugar, like a no sugar diet as well. So there's sugar in everything that we eat. All of our food is so processed and chemicals and high fructose corn syrup and all this crap in it that you wouldn't find like in food over in Europe because they won't allow it. So I thought, well, the value of the diet will be if I stop eating this stuff, if I can easily walk by processed food and just look at it as like non-food and block it out,
oh man,
that'll be much better for me, right? So that's the whole goal of this thing. But in the meantime, because it's not really designed as a vegetarian or vegan diet, like in the evenings, you know, you can have a piece of steak and roasted asparagus. Well, I can't do that. Then there are all these other things that they cut out. Like, you can't have grains. So I can't even eat quinoa. Like, the first night for dinner, I had quinoa and avocado. That was it. And then I was double checking things. I'm like, I couldn't even have had that. So,
yeah, like, you're already too extreme for this.
Well, it's not really
made for you. It's made for the 98% of other people,
I guess. And I'm fighting my way through it. Not fighting my way through it. Like, I'm almost done. I have 3 more days, so I'm just going to see it out. But it's like the first couple of days, I did have that, like, oh my God, is this the first day or two? I was like, oh my God, is this what like fighters are like when they're like cutting weight? And like, I would feel like a soreness in my throat just because I wasn't getting a ton of calories. And in a way, it's kind of backfiring because if you're not getting enough calories, then anything just looks like food.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, I would even just go through points where I was like, okay, I know I'm not starving. I know at any point I can call quits on this diet.
And who would blame you?
And go eat anything, right?
And your sister would be like, you know what, college try.
She's already,
I gotta admit it.
No, she said, she was like, no, you can break that thing. Don't worry about it. She's like, it was kind of a crappy gift anyway. But it wasn't because she put a lot of work into it. But like, I was thinking to myself, like, dude, this has got to be, I mean, there's traces of what I'm experiencing now that are like what it's like when you're hungry. Like if you're homeless or whatever, like, people live like this. I'm just
not
thinking,
in Naperville. Not in Naperville, man. They are chowing down on some cuisine of India.
Right. Yes. If that is the case. But, you know, for me, it was just like, I kept thinking like, oh my God, dude, this is like even you were talking to me, right? We were talking over the phone about this video project that you were doing. And I saw that the soup box had a vegan soup, and I went through all the ingredients, and it was just mushroom, onion, something else was everything in like vegetable broth, like not everything that I could go after, right?
Yeah.
I was good to go. I've never been more excited to eat like a vegan mushroom soup in my whole life. So I left my place, walked down to the soup box on Chicago, and I'm on the phone with you. And then the conversation was going a little bit longer, and I wasn't going to say anything,
but no.
I was like looking through the window, like into this joint, like, oh my God, there's soup inside there. There's soup. there's soup that's inside of that place. You start to get a little bit loopy. Geez. Like, you can see why homeless people get a little, like, nutty.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't even that homeless.
They get that nutty.
Homeless.
That's why.
I wasn't homeless. I wasn't starving, but I was just like, oh, my God. Yeah, that's great. Oh, cool, awesome video project. There's soup inside there. Anyway.
I'm sorry. Next time, cut me off and be like, brother, I'm only subsisting on, like, a drop of dew and the energy of the universe as it is.
Right, right.
So let me have my drop of dew.
So I go inside, I get my soup, and this is great. So I get outside, I'm walking back down Chicago Avenue, and I see this guy. And if people work in the loop, you've seen this dude, because he's mobile.
He's like a walking man?
No, he's this homeless guy, and he's got this little dog with him. So he begs for food, and his buddy and his little dog. He was outside my work earlier that day down on Clark and Madison. As I'm walking down Chicago Avenue, I see him, and he's right out in front of the Chick-fil-A. So he moves around.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so
depending on his palate for the day.
Well, interestingly, he's outside of the Chick-fil-A with the little dog, and he's going to the public, just looking for a meal tonight. Yeah. Just looking for a meal tonight for me and my dog. I am a vegetarian. So I just want you guys to know that I am looking for a meal, but I am a vegetarian.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And it was great. It was like, dude, then why not give the extra effort and like get up to Belmont and sit out in front of Cheesy's? Like, what are you doing sitting out in front of the Chick-fil-A? Like, I'm thinking to myself, like, I was not giving up my vegan mushroom soup at that point.
Oh, jeez.
But I'm looking at him like, dude, are you for real? You're out in front of the Chick-fil-A begging for food. Okay, fine. But you're also pointing out what you won't take.
That's the new America we're in, man. Beggars can be choosers.
Oh, my God. It was like, it was unbelievable. So I was thinking, like, for a while, here I'm sitting there like, oh, my God, there's this hardship. I'm not eating. I'm not getting the calories. I just want soup. And then here I walk by this homeless guy, and I'm thinking about, like, I'm kind of in line, the mindset of being homeless, of being hungry. There's millions of people that go through long stretches of the day with this feeling, and it's a horrible feeling. And then as I walk by this dude, so, you know, with this dirty blanket around him and this little dog.
Portly.
Yeah, he wasn't like... Yeah, he wasn't like
emaciated,
gaunt or anything. No, he wasn't gaunt. But that was just so... I was floored.
Ship him out to Naperville, man.
I couldn't believe it, man.
He'll turn his nose up at the free tandoori chicken from Cuisine of India. But I'm sure they throw away plenty, or donate, I should say, plenty of non-goat curry fare.
Right, right. So, I don't know. This whole experience has just been so weird.
Yeah, but I know people that have done cleanses and wacky diets. My wife tried a cabbage soup thing that's like intended for heart patients, and it never works.
Yeah, and here's the thing. If I come out the other side of this not really craving processed food and I'm able to sail past all of it, then it will have totally been worth it, and that's been great. But like, while I've been in the throes of this diet, I'm like, I'm not really noticing it. And then all of a sudden, when I'm actually maybe even kind of getting some emotional benefit from it, of like realizing like, wow, so this is what the other side feels like, starving, homeless, wondering where their next meal is. Then I'm traipsing past a homeless guy that's like, looking for a meal, but I don't want that, and I don't want that, but I do want this.
Yes, I would prefer no MSG in my donated meal this evening, thank you. But my dog will have the extra sodium.
Right, yeah, so I have no idea. I have no idea what is the regimen the dog's on, but the dog's like 6 pounds. It can probably see its way through anything.
Yeah, even just clutching a dog. What are you, some sort of an evil genius that fell from his high horse?
Oh, you know, though, that will work. The dog's huge. The dog plays big.
Yeah, chick bait and food bait.
Yep.
All right, the interwebs has rewarded me, Jones, with a sneak peek of your birthday celebration. It's next on Jones and Mike.
Single guys, this is Jenny from eventsandadventures.com. I want want you to grab your cell phone and text me right now so I can tell you about the events and adventures we host for single men and women to meet, hang out, and connect in a relaxed, easy, and hassle-free way. You could be meeting one of our single ladies tonight at our event. If you're tired of the bar scene and online dating has left you feeling like you wasted your time and money, let me tell you about what we do and why it's so much better. Events and Adventures has been around for nearly 30 years. We've helped more than 40,000 people get up, get out, have fun, and meet that special someone. It's the perfect time of year to meet single women in our club. Got your phone ready? Just text Adventures to 75309 right now. Adventures to 75309. Give me a second to tell you more. Find out more about you, and you can see for yourself if eventsandadventures.com is right for you. Text me now. Adventures to 75309 for eventsandadventures.com.
Have you ever listened to a radio show and thought, I could do better than that? Who hasn't? But have you ever thought about actually doing your own show? Now that seems a little more daunting for most people. Hosting your own show helps spread the word about you and your expertise, your business, product or service, charity, or any organization at all. When you have your own show, people listen to you, get the credibility, authority, and visibility you deserve. Chicago Pod Show has the studios, equipment, people, and experience to help you launch your own show almost instantly. Host a show that's heard 24/7 on iTunes, YouTube, mobile apps, websites, or even on the radio. Chicago Pod Show does it all for you. All you have to do is be the star or the expert you already are. Find out how easy getting your own soapbox can be. Visit ChicagoPodShow.com or call 312-725-8017. ChicagoPodShow.com.
Extreme endurance athlete Annabelle Bond holds the record for being the first woman to climb the so-called seven summits within one calendar year, an achievement that boggles the mind. For the first time ever, Annabelle's personal choice for peak performance, transcendent health, and even age-defying appearance is available to people in the United States. Whether you're seeking the ultimate edge in the gym or in the boardroom, now you can access the very same resource Annabelle and countless others across the globe have in their corner. Founder of the Swiss Nutrition Research Institute, German-trained naturopath, the man who's even the personal nutritionist to a Saudi royal prince, Kareem Chubin, is now consulting patients in Chicago. Go to KareemChubin.com now to learn more about how Kareem's methods can help you feel invincible, unbreakable, unstoppable. The key to health and happiness is already inside of you. Let Kareem Chubin show you how to find it, use it, and keep it forever. Get your consultation on nutrition, health, and happiness at KareemChubin.com. KareemChubin.com.
In 2013, a team of media professionals and strategists was assembled that has become the de facto marketing department for companies throughout Chicagoland, across America, even around the world. It helps businesses with almost every manner of marketing and media, from managing multi-million dollar media budgets that have made its clients many millions more, to producing best-in-class websites, eye-popping image and sales video content, and audio and publishing content that paints pictures, touches hearts, and activates minds. It has brought the most elusive of letters within the grasp of most any business. ROI. If your company or product needs to be seen, heard about, and experienced by the right people more often, you need ChicagolandMultimedia.com. 877-324-4227. Or grab your cell phone right now and text CONTENT to 75309 for your free consultation from ChicagolandMultimedia.com.
I've been very happy with the fish oil that I've received. I trust that it's PCB, mercury-free, it's clean, it's wild-caught, and it's the best stuff that I found.
Chris is just one of thousands of satisfied Pacific Rim customers around the world and here in Chicago. You need omega-3s daily, but most of us here in Chicago do not get nearly enough of them from our diet. Even worse, if you're like me, you eat too much beef, and that drives up your omega-6s. Those are the omegas that lead to inflammation in your joints and in your arteries. As I like to say, omega-3s counteract the beef sandwiches. They lower cholesterol, reduce inflammation, joint and back pain, boost brain function and eyesight, improve circulation and performance, open your lungs, and give you a healthier heart. Why are you not getting all of these benefits from Pacific Rim Omegas? Try Pacific Rim for free. Just pay the shipping. This is an exclusive offer just for listeners of this radio station. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com and get your free trial of Pacific Rim.
go to radio.mydailyomega.com.
Okay, and my interests are hiking, motorcycles, and weekends along the lake. All right, profile picture. Is that blurry? Let me try that again. That's a weird background. Let me just turn this way. Okay, Mrs. Mandelbaum's in the background.
Hi, Mrs. Mandelbaum.
Yeah, the selfie. One more reason to skip the online dating world and just get out there already and meet people without the stress. Events and Adventures is doing an event in Chicago today where you can comfortably just hang out with single women and skip all the online meat market stuff. Every day of the week, Events and Adventures sets up great events that will help you get to know single women at restaurants, concerts, while playing volleyball, even jumping out of a plane. Skip the selfie and just be yourself. Events and Adventures, the best thing to happen to single men in Chicago since single women. Get started now and be at an event or have an adventure this weekend. 800-386-0866. Start anytime at eventsandadventures.com.
Jones and Mike Worldwide at jonesandmike.com.
Jones, I can't tell you how I got it, but a video was sent to me that I will really relish and cherish forever. It's of you at your 41st
what?
Birthday party.
Come on.
Well, so your buddies brought you out?
What are you talking about?
Your buddies brought you out to, what's that joint in Rosemont?
The Hofbräu?
Yeah. Yeah.
I have
video graphic, and it is graphic.
Oh, please.
Evidence of your 41st birthday celebration with your hockey buddies,
well,
I guess?
Well, hockey, yeah. We had played hockey at Rosemont in that little rink out by Toby Keith's, and it was cool atmosphere to play a game in, but then we went to the Hofbräu and participated in an event that they often have at bars. I don't get why they do.
Yeah, and this is how I get all of my videos. I demand it. You can't email me a video. You can't send me a link to your Dropbox or any of that. I demand that you meet me in a park and we sit on opposite ends of a bench and you drop a paper bag in between us and then you get up and leave and then I take the bag with me when I leave. And that's how my source gave me this video that I'm about to play for you now, Jones. And it's the sound quality is not good.
Okay, but I will still be able to recall the moment vividly, yeah, is what you're telling me.
So the video opens in the Hofbräu, a crowded Saturday night, I can only presume.
It was.
Your table is near the windows. There's snow on the ground. And there's a lovely buxom, and I do mean buxom.
She was,
lady,
yes.
With a paddle in her hand.
Yeah, I don't get the appeal. I didn't know that this place did this sort of thing.
And the Proclaimers blasting in the background. And she's waiting dutifully for you to assume the position, a la Animal House.
Hey, yeah. Get them good!
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's the first night I ever met that guy. So he either really likes me or really does not like me.
Get him good.
Yeah. Didn't know the guy. First time I skated with him.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden somebody, let's get Jones a shot. And they bring out this shot. You do the shot. And then all of a sudden,
yeah,
I have some dude who I've met for the first time ever.
Yeah.
Cheerleading. Wanting me to be served up in front of the public.
Like an evil, you know, dastardly coxswain.
Yeah.
Sitting at the end of the boat with the little megaphone.
Right.
Cheering the buxom waitress on in her traditional German garb. If that's how they dress in Germany, I had best get there soon. She's fabulous. She looks very, very healthy. And she's holding this paddle while you are bending over a chair.
Right. I had just drank my shot.
And she does. She sizes you up. At like a count of three, and let's listen to the aftermath.
Dude.
Oh, that's great.
Seriously? That hurts. That hurts. I thought it would just, I did not, that must be like a beaded paddle or something.
Were there holes in it?
I don't know. I didn't get a good look at it because as you see in the video, like I'm just jumping around. It's not like one of those things where you're like, oh, that was crazy. What'd you do there? Like I was really in pain. I woke up in pain the next day. And she did this thing where she has me, you do the shot and then you bend over the chair and then put your hands on the table like they do this whole thing. And she took the paddle and like whacked it in between my thighs.
I saw that. Yes. Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like I looked back and like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What are you doing? What are you doing? Like I had no, I knew the paddling
extra?
Part of it, but I'm like, I didn't see this before. Dude. And it's just, it just begs, like I had a good time that night, but until that point,
don't say but.
Until that point, it's like, it just begs the question, like all these countless things that we do when we go out at night to bars where we allow the establishment to punish us.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the name of fun and really creating atmosphere.
Tradition.
Right. So when I was telling people what happened to me, I was like, oh, in Rosemont, played hockey with my buddies. I went to the Hofbräu. Did you get spanked? Like they knew right away.
Really? That's a thing.
They love it there. Yes. So people go there, they do their shots, and then they get spanked. And then it just made me think like of the places that you go to. You know, you ever go to places where they have the chair out in front of like a little setup and they'll have some buxom bartender that she'll pour drinks into your mouth.
Oh, really?
And then like make you drink them and then like shake your face and do all this stuff.
Like a margarita thing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And it's like, well, wait, it kind of falls in the same line of that, or like Dick's Last Resort.
Oh,
the whole theme, of that place is come to our establishment, give us money and we'll treat you like crap.
Wait a second. Are you thinking of Ed DeBevick's or
no? Dick's Last Resort does that.
They put
Ed
a hat on you that like mocks you.
Yeah, I mean, they just I was like, I can't believe that people want this. That you tried, okay, you tried to do this spanking thing one weekend, and that people were coming back the next weekend. Like, you guys are still doing the spanking thing, right? You guys are still doing that. What is it that drives us or feels that there's a need inside of us as people when we go out at night, that the night has to mean something. There has to be a story. Like, what happened this weekend?
Well, and look at the marketing though. They're getting something out of it. Here we are talking about it. Everyone now knows. Oh, you want to get spanked?
I guess, but my point is, why is that the trigger? Why is that the trigger? If it was, oh, we went to the Hofbräu and they were great and they gave us free pizza rolls all night or free pretzel bread all night. That's just not, that doesn't have nearly the impact as, oh, my buddy, we went to this place, he did his shot, they smacked him, and he couldn't sit down for like 3 days. Oh, it's great.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a great night.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish I could remember. I thought that Dick's Last Resort was, I didn't know that it was like a mocking,
well, when I went there,
place.
Okay, when I went there, the last time I went there, that was everybody in that establishment. Maybe I went on an off night.
You went on a crabby night.
When they were all like firing off at you and being like angry. So I don't know. Maybe I went off on an off night. But my recollection of it was that they were firing off on you and they were kind of, you know, whatever, getting in your face. So, but overall, like so many establishments, they do that thing. And this isn't actually another thing that I just thought of, which isn't quite where they're like abusing you. But I love, you ever go to a place where they have the shot glass slide or the shot slide, like the ice slide where you pour the shot at the top of the ice block and then it runs down the slide and then into your mouth?
No, that sounds delightful.
Yeah, except everybody is putting their mouth on the same point.
Oh, weird.
Of the black. Or like, or even when I went up to the Hotel de Glace in Quebec, it was a hotel and then they had a bar made of ice. It was freezing cold. The chairs were made out of ice. The glasses you drank from were made out of ice. The walls, the roof, everything, the bar itself was all made from ice. And you just sit there in this bitter, bitter, bitter cold. Hats, gloves, scarves,
everything.
Well, that
just sounds like it's quirky. That's not necessarily them trying to abuse the patrons.
Right, but why...
Or maybe they are.
But why is it? There just seems to be... I'm trying to figure out what is it in our brains.
So wait, I'm thinking that it's a Chicago thing, like the Wiener Circle, where they abuse you, and then, you know... which I had heard of, but it was like in the mold of like, yeah, there's this hot dog joint, and when you're all hammered at 2 a.m, you go there, and the black chicks are really rude to you. It's hilarious. I didn't know that it was like 24/7. That's their thing.
Right.
Until the Conan O'Brien Triumph the Comic Insult the Comic Dog or whatever.
Right, went right, there
with
yeah.
Jack McBrayer or whatever.
Yes,
his name
Jack
is.
McBrayer.
Oh man, is the funniest bit.
Oh, it's great. It's great, especially at the end.
He gets them back, yeah.
Yes,
dude.
When Jack mans up.
So maybe that's a Chicago thing, dude. I guess I can't imagine that in other less caustic and sarcastic environs, you know, that they're into that.
You know, that may be true. Because I don't really recall, like if I recall anything in Milwaukee, they would, you know, you had like the little nacho cheese guy at that restaurant.
Yeah,
where
the midget tossing. Up
yes,
there,
and they allow you, sombrero. You're able to abuse the workers. So maybe that's a Chicago thing where they abuse the patrons.
Yeah,
I can't
us.
See this playing in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yeah, right on. It should, though. It's Jones and Mike.
Have you ever listened to a radio show and thought, I could do better than that? Who hasn't? But have you ever thought about actually doing your own show? Now that seems a little more daunting for most people. Hosting your own show helps spread the word about you and your expertise, your business, product or service, charity, or any organization at all. When you have your own show, people listen to you, get the credibility, authority, and visibility you deserve. Chicago Pod Show has the studios, equipment, people, and experience to help you launch your own show almost instantly. Host a show that's heard 24/7 on iTunes, YouTube, mobile apps, websites, or even on the radio. Chicago Pod Show does it all for you. All you have to do is be the star or the expert you already are. Find out how easy getting your own soapbox can be. Visit ChicagoPodShow.com or call 312-725-8017. ChicagoPodShow.com.
In 2013, a team of media professionals and strategists was assembled that has become the de facto marketing department for companies throughout Chicagoland, across America, even around the world. It helps businesses with almost every manner of marketing and media, from managing multi-million dollar media budgets that have made its clients many millions more, to producing best-in-class websites, eye-popping image and sales video content, and audio and publishing content that paints pictures, touches hearts, and activates minds. It has brought the most elusive of letters within the grasp of most any business. ROI. If your company or product needs to be seen, heard about, and experienced by the right people more often, you need ChicagolandMultimedia.com. 877-324-4227. Or grab your cell phone right now and text CONTENT to 75309 for your free consultation from ChicagolandMultimedia.com.
I've been very happy with the fish oil that I've received. I trust that it's PCB, mercury-free, it's clean, it's wild-caught, and it's the best stuff that I've found.
Chris is just one of thousands of satisfied Pacific Rim customers around the world and here in Chicago. You need omega-3s daily, but most of us here in Chicago do not get nearly enough of them from our diet. Even worse, if you're like me, you eat too much beef, and that drives up your omega-6s. Those are the omegas that lead to inflammation in your joints and in your arteries. As I like to say, omega-3s counteract the beef sandwiches. They lower cholesterol, reduce inflammation, joint and back pain, boost brain function and eyesight, improve circulation and performance, open your lungs, and give you a healthier heart. Why are you not getting all of these benefits from Pacific Rim Omegas? Try Pacific Rim for free. Just pay the shipping. This is an exclusive offer just for listeners of this radio station. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com and get your free trial of Pacific Rim. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com.
Extreme endurance athlete Annabelle Bond holds the record for being the first woman to climb the so-called seven summits within one calendar year, an achievement that boggles the mind. For the first time ever, Annabelle's personal choice for peak performance, transcendent health, and even age-defying appearance is available to people in the United States. Whether you're seeking the ultimate edge in the gym or in the boardroom, now you can access the very same resource Annabelle and countless others across the globe have in their corner. Founder of the Swiss Nutrition Research Institute, German-trained naturopath, the man who's even the personal nutritionist to a Saudi royal prince, Kareem Chubin, is now consulting patients in Chicago. Go to KareemChubin.com now to learn more about how Kareem's methods can help you feel invincible, unbreakable, unstoppable. The key to health and happiness is already inside of you. Let Kareem Chubin show you how to find it, use it, and keep it forever. Get your consultation on nutrition, health, and happiness at KareemChubin.com. KareemChubin.com.
Jones and Mike Worldwide at jonesandmike.com.
What is it about people in Chicago where we will allow the restaurant that we're in to abuse us? It's like we like it. We're gluttons for punishment. It's like it's a manhood check.
Yes. Detox diets, homeless people requesting particular menus or items off a menu.
Yeah.
People beating us up in spanking us in bars.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's relive that.
It's brutal. Oh, come on.
It's too loud now. Wait. She's sizing you up. She's sizing you up. Oh. She just cleared out your.
And she wasn't fun about it.
Here we go. Here we go.
She was angry.
Yeah.
I'm like hopping.
It's... Yeah, you are. Although you are the type of guy that would like to embellish that, I think. So you're saying embellished? Did she really? Did she get a piece of the boys?
No, and in fact, I think that's maybe why she was trying to like do the whole leg maneuver and get them out of the way.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
It's a lawsuit.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Can you? And think about this. They actually, I bet you that gets addressed if you are hired at the Hofbräu.
Oh, they train you.
Yeah, but they train you, but I bet you they talk about it. Now you're going to have some male patrons.
Yeah.
First of all, you have to sign this waiver that I'm able to talk like this in front of you, but you're going to get some male patrons.
Yeah.
They have testicles.
It's okay to racially profile here, though.
Right. What you need to do. So isn't that weird? Like, you know that definitely gets addressed.
Yeah, because, yeah, you could. You could end a man's family planning. Ugh. You could ruin a marriage. You could drive people to suicide with one false move with that paddle.
With one false move of that vicious cricket bat.
And so it had to have hurt, because I think that probably a lot of guys are like, thank you, sir, may I have another? And they're like demanding another.
Yeah, not for me. Well, there was actually one dude in our group that like waved it off like, oh, that was nothing. But then there were other dudes. The dude was like, yeah, get him good. He got it. And he was like talking about how painful it was. Well, he didn't seem like he was in that much pain. Maybe I just don't have that much cushion in the back or whatever. But I saw like a white light. And then I swear Jesus winked at me, and it was
not this time.
Ooh, it was brutal.
Next time.
Yes.
You saw a white light. You almost went to the light after being paddled in the tush.
Oh, it was brutal.
So there's something about Chicagoans where we like this sort of thing. I don't think that they're doing that. I don't think there are restaurants in, you know, Santa Fe, New Mexico, where you walk in and they call you, like, you know, a fat F.
Right. Yeah, no,
not that they say that at you know, at the Bevics, but they come pretty close. They're pretty mean there, actually.
Oh, absolutely.
Where the food stinks, and it's like, you know, and you guys aren't that good of performers, and then you're mean to me on top of it. Oh, and then the burgers are $15 each.
Yeah, well,
so and get out of here.
Yeah, and good luck trying to get in there tonight, because it's going to be packed all over again.
My kids love that place, by the way. So I think there's just something about Chicagoans. We like the Wiener Circle. I think there's a little part of us where we like, I can't speak for everyone, but I think that there is a bit of a civic pride unless you live in Englewood or Austin Gresham or something, I think there is a civic pride about the murder rate in Chicago where people are like, yeah, I come from a tough place.
Well, no, I do definitely. I would agree with that. I do think it's whenever sick. We get to that part where we're the murder cap, because a couple of times in our life now, we've been truly the murder capital of the United States. It's happened multiple times in our life. And when people talk about it from Chicago, there is a lilt in their voice. Like, hey, it's the murder capital. Like, even though they live out in Lakeview.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Roscoe Village or something.
Yeah.
Or even if they're not even close. Like, oh, I'm from Downers Grove, but I worked down in the city. You know, murder capital of the United States. 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
That is true. I never really thought about that, but that is absolutely true. There's a little hint of pride there. There's a little lilt in the voice when we're the murder capital of the country. And then when we're not, DC gets ahead of us, or New York, or whatever.
No, New York has been like Candyland for the last 10 years.
Well, I know, but there's been years where New York's beaten us out.
I just did the Chicago
Candyland. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah,
wimps, they don't know how to kill each other.
Yeah, it's like Aruba there.
Yeah,
outside
it's
of Natalie Candyland. Holloway, it's like Aruba there.
Yeah, full of little effeminate men that don't know how to take one another's lives.
Yeah, you know, they couldn't even stand a little paddling for their 41st birthday.
Right.
No, and if it isn't us, it's Gary. So even when we're number two, it's like, yeah, that Gary's practically
it's our cousin,
suburb.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're so tough, one of our suburbs is the murder capital of the world.
Right. Yeah. I do think you're right, though. I do think there is that matter of pride. And
I think it's
funny
a white guy thing, though. I think it's honkies. I can't imagine brothers are digging that. Because it's unfortunately a black on black
right.
thing.
Right. Yeah.
In many respects.
In a number of cases, yeah.
So they should be just outraged over it. But I, you know, I'm going to have to delve into my admittedly limited stash of brothers to ask this question to.
Yeah, no, I would have to agree with you. I don't think that would be the same thing from like the white community to the black community. I just think that's that you're outside the lines. You can kind of have that voyeuristic outsider, I'm safe kind of mentality about it. But I think you're right.
You're going to know that I asked someone when you see me and my nose is busted. You're going to be like, you asked a black guy about the murder capital thing, didn't you?
Right. Yeah. No kidding. No kidding.
Yeah, I did. I couldn't help myself.
He was like 86 years old. I thought I'd be safe.
Yeah, you know, but man, are they athletic. So, you know, I just hope that maybe one day we'll be able to look back and we'll have a sense of civic pride about once being the murder capital of the world. And finally, you know, Nairobi, Kenya can overtake us or something.
Right. Well, as long as we are a people that enjoy paddlings inside of bars.
That's right. That's right.
I'm going to say no.
Ukraine will overtake us, and we'll find some other thing. We'll be like, yeah, but, you know, if you try to get a hot dog, man, you totally get humiliated in Chicago. That's what we got.
Right.
We still got that. We'll always have the Wiener Circle. I'm sorry you were paddled publicly. You look like you somewhat enjoyed it. For somebody who relishes the limelight like you do.
Oh, come on. That's not true.
It's a small price to pay for your 15 seconds of fame there.
Oh, get out of here.
I can't believe that they hit you so hard that until Tuesday, you were feeling it.
Oh,
did
dude.
You have a bruise? I know it's TMI.
I can't see. I couldn't. I looked. I did everything. I guess I could have got a mirror, but I did look.
You weren't curious enough to see if you had a big black and blue mark?
No.
That's weird. That's weirder than me asking, I think.
I don't think it is.
No,
I don't
you gotta,
think it is.
You gotta look, dude. You gotta be able to inspect yourself. You gotta get a mirror on the back of your bathroom door so you can do the full checkout.
Right. Well,
now that in your 42nd year, it might save your life to be able to see all sides of you.
Right. Yes. Just could have popped my colon.
I've been very happy with the fish oil that I've received. I trust that it's PCB, mercury-free, it's clean, it's wild-caught, and it's the best stuff that I found.
Chris is just one of thousands of satisfied Pacific Rim customers around the world and here in Chicago. You need omega-3s daily, but most of us here in Chicago do not get nearly enough of them from our diet. Even worse, if you're like me, you eat too much beef, and that drives up your omega-6s. Those are the omegas that lead to inflammation in your joints and in your arteries. As I like to say, omega-3s counteract the beef sandwiches. They lower cholesterol, reduce inflammation, joint and back pain, boost brain function and eyesight, improve circulation and performance, open your lungs, and give you a healthier heart. Why are you not getting all of these benefits from Pacific Rim Omegas? Try Pacific Rim for free. Just pay the shipping. This is an exclusive offer just for listeners of this radio station. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com and get your free trial of Pacific Rim. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com.
In 2013, a team of media professionals and strategists was assembled that has become the de facto marketing department for companies throughout Chicagoland, across America, even around the world. It helps businesses with almost every manner of marketing and media, from managing multi-million dollar media budgets that have made its clients many millions more, to producing best-in-class websites, eye-popping image and sales video content, and audio and publishing content that paints pictures, touches hearts, and activates minds. It has brought the most elusive of letters within the grasp of most any business. ROI. If your company or product needs to be seen, heard about, and experienced by the right people more often, you need ChicagolandMultimedia.com. 877-324-4227. Or grab your cell phone right now and text CONTENT to 75309 for your free consultation from ChicagolandMultimedia.com.